Hi guys, welcome to this week's episode of Pretty Lonesome. Today I am joined by my longtime friend Joe Hoffman.
That's my name.
We got it this time.
Yeah.
To discuss what?
What?
I don't know. We're already one bottle of wine deep pre-filming. Like, oh no, that's a lie. It's a big fat fucking lie. It's a half of a water bottle.
Yeah, well, a glass.
Should we explain how we know each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can say. So I met you, well, for 4 years of knowing who you were, because I was good friends with your sister. I would know you as someone who physically could exist, but would try and distance as quickly as possible from me. I would walk in the door that's over there, coming back with Jess, and you would literally notice that people were coming in the door and scurry to the top of the stairs. And then we would hear the door slam. And that was it. And for genuinely 4 years, that was our relationship, was you and my friend's sister, who literally just disappeared at the second. And we would have dinner down here. And occasionally you would just, like, there's a little gap in the wall.
We'll show them later.
Yeah, just there. And you're... face would just check that there was still person in the house, and then you would bolt again with the loudest footsteps. And I don't know if we spoke a word.
I don't think I ever spoke to you.
For 4 years.
4 years, yeah.
And then you showed up in sixth form of school.
Sixth form for Americans is...
God, you have to...
Junior year.
Junior year.
But in the UK, we have a different part of the school for junior and senior year.
Yeah.
It's called sick form.
Yeah. You showed up. I was in senior year. You were in junior year. You were in year 12. And
so I had just joined their portion of the school, which is separate from...
Again, just, and you haven't said a word to me for 4 years. And you came up and you were like, hey, John, how are you doing?
Really?
And engaged into a full conversation with me. And then that was the point. We just, like, from then on, and I have still to this day have no idea why.
Well, but you were dating at the time a girl who is now one of my best friends in the entire world. And I didn't have any friends because I had joined the school a year prior and spoke to no one the entire time. So when I joined my big sister's part of the school and she had all these friends such as Joe, I was like, hi, Jess. My big sister, I'm gonna literally follow your heels for the next year and a half. And she was like, no, you're fucking not. No, you're fucking not. And she took me literally by the shoulders, like directed me through the school,
yeah,
and put me in front of Caitlin. And she was like, Kat, Joe's now ex-girlfriend, still best friend. And she was like, Kat, this is my sister, Maddie. You please be friends with her. I can't fucking deal with this. And Kat was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, cool.
And we have just been friends.
But that was the same thing. I think it was the same. I think it was literally the first day of school
happened. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything.
And so you approached me at like a lunch break and were like, hey, Joe, how are you doing? And it took me like a good couple of minutes to process that you were speaking to me, because you were this spirit that had existed for like years that would scarper at the thought of having to interact with me.
Do you know why? It was because you guys were like an incubus to me. You'd come in off the school bus and from the school, and I was completely sterile.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no. I actually remember the first night of a later traumatic story when I met you and we all lay out on the trampoline. Do you remember the thing that Paloma said?
Was he there when
we
lay out on the trampoline?
Yeah, and he went, oh my God, is that O'Brien's belt?
O'Brien's belt?
And has never left. Like, she's never really gotten over that.
That also is like a sentence that could, like, if you just underlined P with the sentence, oh my God, is that O'Brien's belt?
That was Paloma.
I don't think it even was Orion's belt either. I think it was just some stars. She was like, oh, that must be O'Brien's belt. No, I've got a few counts here. There's a couple pegs to bring you down.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Spring is upon us, and if you don't already know, that means lots of music festivals and opportunities to get out and have some fun. But if you don't want to go it alone, you're not sure who to go with, I've got a simple solution for you. Tinder. It's a great place to take a chance and match with a new crush. You can find someone with the same musical interests, a partner who will wear matching festival fits, or maybe you want someone completely different who can help expand your horizons. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. And ladies, when you do find someone you're interested in, don't be afraid to make a move. It's not as scary as you think. Just shoot them a few likes, or you may miss out on something amazing. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
I told you about my year 7 spelling bee.
No.
This is a moment that is like genuinely painful for me to get through because it meant a lot to me.
I'm sure it did.
We did as like spelling contests in year 7, like in an English lesson. And the top 10 people in year 7 then went on a trip to like probably just Crawley to do like a competition where all the school's best spellers went. And in my year 7 spelling test, I got 40 out of 40 correct. Got everything right. No one else did. And I showed up at this like on stage microphone spelling competition and our school had set forward 3 people to be like their lead, second and third. And then the other 7 were just sort of there to like watch, and I was one. I was like the lead of the school, the representative of the year 7 spellers. And I got the word equestrian in my first round. And I didn't know what that word was because I'd never met any horse girls or been around horses. And I thought the second letter was a K. And then I was out.
Joe.
I was out. Because of course it's not a K.
Of course it's not.
It's just such an easy word to spell. If I'd known some horse girl that I would meet a couple of years later, I would have Qs and no equestrian. Girl's name dragged through the mud because Joe Hoffman doesn't know the word equestrian. And it lives with me to this day.
Do people hold it against you, do you reckon?
I don't think anyone remembered after that day.
Where was the spelling bee hosted?
Again, I was 11. And I don't know. I think we went all the way to Crawley. I think we drove.
That's so exciting, though. I remember when we used to get on those big coaches, the Crawley. What was it called? The Crawley. Remember there was a big Crawley brand? Crawley Luxury.
Crawley Luxury. Yeah, as if those days were the worst.
So fucking cool.
I can't think of more juxtaposition than Crawley Luxury. Well, you and Crawley.
Oh, the words Crawley and Luxury.
Crawley and Luxury.
I know.
Where? In what bit? Just the coaches? Is that the luxury of Crawley?
IMAX is quite nice.
I think it was there. I think it was at Cineworld. I think that's where the spelling bee was. I think it was just in the cinema in like some like events room.
That's freaky.
I think we just went to the Crawley Cineworld. And I was so... I remember thinking that was it for me. This was my driving. It was like 11 years old.
Less impressive since.
I don't think I've done anything in front of a bigger audience than I did with the year 7 spelling.
This might be your next shot.
This is it. Don't make me spell a question.
Spell the word. Hold on, let me actually get a good one. Spell the word fuchsia. Come on, Joe, it's not that hard.
There could be, I can't remember if there's an H on it. F-U-C-S-H-I-A, fuchsia. I got the S before the H.
So you've done it again, only in front of a slightly
I didn't know this was bring back trauma. We're just going to bring up all my worst moments
this deep and relive them.
Show that he hasn't grown in 14 years.
Quite literally, yeah.
All right.
I remember the time I visited you at uni like 4 years ago. And we were really hungover and we decided to order a Domino's to your flat or your house.
Yeah.
And we ordered the Domino's and we were so happy. And for some reason you were stood in the corner of the room eating it and I was sat on the sofa and you were chomping down.
I probably had meat in 2 days.
No, you were famished, malnourished severely. And I looked at you and I was like, Joe, I can hear every movement that you're, I can hear your breath, I can hear your chewing, I can hear each individual tooth chewing on the seats when you
gyrated.
Don't care.
Well, to be fair, I still don't.
I think you said something like, I like to make my presence known. And I was like, it's shaking the walls, please. And this was like day 2 of you refusing to turn on your heating because it was expensive.
So expensive.
I'd taken not only a cold shower, but I remember exclaiming to Sid after we huddled onto your duvet eating sushi that it was warmer outside.
It was. That house
we stepped outside the singer and we were like, oh, what a relief.
I think
you do that.
So I got moved into a room that year because I offered to pay less rent. and take the cold room. And like, we took a thermometer in that room at one point, and on a day that it was 15 degrees outside, it was 9 degrees in my room, which is just doesn't make any sense. Like,
it was genuinely shocking.
It was just, it just held the cold in there, but didn't hold any heat whatsoever. It was like a very strange anomaly. And it probably like actually messed with my brain for the year, because I don't remember.
I don't know how you live.
I don't remember like any of that.
I also remember saying, Joe, I'm so hungry. Like, I don't know how long it's been since we eaten, and all you did was fry me a singular egg.
That's what I did when I was hungry, was I was like, what, again, get one of the eggs. And I just ate. And I that whole thing is, I didn't go to a single lecture in second year of uni. I don't think I went into uni once. I spent like 4 days just like walking around the house, like getting a fried egg every like 5 hours or something. And then like going, I'm out of eggs. I was going to get eggs, which was my weekly food budget. It was just enough fried eggs to eat over the course of the week. And then I would go out and like have like a 2 day bender where I was drinking, going like random places in the city. Like, and I would come back a completely sorry state, back into the house and just like resume the whole thing. It was like 4 days of doing absolutely nothing. It's such a fever dream to me now that I cannot believe that you can exist like that. But that was it. It was just like,
just try and I can get on with it.
Yeah. And like get terrified when I was like, oh, like Maddie's coming up. Like we agreed something at some point when I was a sane human being. I have to like think about what my life is gonna look like to an outside person. And I think that was me trying, what you saw is me trying to cover up the state of a human being I was. I probably left the house more in a weekend there with you than I did the rest of the week.
Probably.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Spring is upon us, and if you don't already know, that means lots of music festivals and opportunities to get out and have some fun. But if you don't want to go it alone, you're not sure who to go with, I've got a simple solution for you. Tinder. It's a great place to take a chance and match with a new crush. You can find someone with the same musical interests, a partner who will wear matching festival fits, or maybe you want someone completely different who can help expand your horizons. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. And ladies, when you do find someone you're interested in, don't be afraid to make a move. It's not as scary as you think. Just shoot them a few likes, or you may miss out on something amazing. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're looking for something to do this summer, I have a suggestion. Sports. When you want something, you have to act fast before the opportunity is gone. That's true for a lot of things in life, but especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people you can before the competition scoops them up. The best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. And luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/lonesome. Got your eye on a rock star candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/lonesome to try it out for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/lonesome. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Me and Sid had to satiate ourselves with a Yo Sushi delivery. And I think it was one of the first times I'd ever hung out one-on-one with Sid. And we sat curled up in your bed, like, toes locked to each other for warmth. So cold. Just eating off this massive platter of sushi. We're going to be late. It's fine. We're going to be late. It's fine. And then we missed your entire gig.
You missed a whole gig. I played a whole gig.
We got
gig.
The last song. Oh my God, and then we went to that house party.
Yeah, that was my gig's after party. That's how many people. That was like my big night.
So weird. I felt like I knew a celebrity that night.
Yeah.
Because I remember also I remember that flat that we went to, they had a balcony.
They had a balcony.
And I was like, fuck me. Like the other.
That was my, like, that was, because that was my life at that point was, yeah, survive the week and then like do a band rehearsal in preparation for a gig. And that was like the only focus in my life. And the rest was just survive until then. And that was probably like the second or third biggest gig we did was that one. And
it was a sick gig.
Didn't come.
We did go. We just didn't didn't enter the room where the gig was happening. We just stayed outside
for a full hour of a gig.
We didn't mean to, though.
No. You just thought any conversation.
It was just like we'd been talking and we had to yell over this annoying fucking background music that was just so loud. And then suddenly Sid was like, do you reckon that's Joe's band?
That loud noise coming from the gig venue we came to see my friend's band. We played for an hour and 30 minutes in total. And I think you came in for the last three songs, which is...
Like, I don't think it was three. I think me and Sid agreed to lie to you about it. I genuinely was the last half of the last song. Because I remember I walked in and then you were there. And I was like, oh, you stopped playing.
Yeah. What? Yeah. It yeah. was over. It was a lot. It was the mate. It's like the one of the longest
you
gigs
so
we played
good.
For 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Also, the last song we play, I just hardly play it. I'll close the song. I basically just don't play that tune.
That's why they sounded
sick.
Yeah. Yesterday when we were hanging out, I was genuinely, I have not laughed that.
Oh, it was
hard.
So funny. Yeah, it was a good time.
Like, I thought I was gonna die.
Yeah. I can't remember what the. It was the pork was one big thing.
It was
pork
something
was
to
good.
Do with the fact that I put the Vanish in my shopping cart.
Yeah. Because you said, you picked it up off the shelf and you went, that's £10. And I looked away and in my brain, the only possible reaction after saying, that's £10, was that you must have put it back on the shelf. But then it was here. So my whole story that I'd made up in my head where you went, that's £10 and put it on the shelf was, that's £10.
No, the worst part is you then followed up in Waitrose, and I know you don't remember this, but you will remember in a second, is you followed up and went, there's probably something better, and looked on the lowest shelf on like the off-brand whitening products. And you're like, look, this, I was like, nah.
I've already selected the Vanish.
It's a name brand.
It's a name brand. There were adverts on TV.
It's because you sang me the jingle.
No, I don't know the Vanish one.
No, that wasn't the Vanish one. You sang me the jingle of the
washing machine. With Calgon.
Hell yeah.
Washing machines last longer with Calgon.
Yeah, I bought...
Oh, because Calgon...
Service it, washing machine cleaner, new and improved, kills 99.99% of bacteria.
What doesn't?
Literally, I could just put bleach. What's the difference?
No idea.
Unless you get the 10 times 10 more effective bleach.
Man, Trevor at Waitrose has it all there.
I'm now... Oh, do you know what else had me giggling last night? Was it last night?
2 nights ago.
That I was going to go to, like, Monaco Fashion Week.
Get your assistant to fly specifically to Carover away shows. Buy you sauces on sack, hummus.
No, the juice.
Oh, the apple and elderflower juice.
That was
yeah.
so
really good.
Good.
We finished all of it, so you'll have to go to Carover away
shows
yeah. again.
Maybe but. Tonight. Hey.
Cough. It was like nectar.
Highly recommend. Yeah, if you're anywhere near Carover away shows.
If you can get yourself to a Carover away shows.
Any Kroger waitress. Yeah. Do you think they can tell that we're drunk?
This is my first glass of wine.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, 100%. I don't know if the saucy sauce sack is in shot or not, but it's just sat there like a fucking Christmas tree ornament. Should I
be 12?
Because it will last.
I mean, it's so processed that it will be fine.
Take a nibble every day. It's my advent calendar.
You crawl like down the stairs each morning into the living room, reach up, gnawing away at a tiny bit of sausage on sack bauble. Finally, you've like got like, it's like tiny little pen markers, and it's like 11.
Jess has come home for the first time in 2 years.
Oh, it's so good to be home. I know you'd bought a dog. I didn't think you had become one.
Oh, yeah, she's never met the dog.
She's never met Bugs.
Well,
that is. Yeah,
every time I show her dogs Bugs on FaceTime, she does not care. You know how Jess pretends to care? She goes, oh,
There's not an ounce of that. She's all right, behind the eyes. You can see the next topic of conversation like quickly
it's
coming
into view. It's the same way she laughs. She's like, ah, ha, ha, ha.
Oh my God, it's so pronounced.
I know, and then my mum does the same thing. They say, ha ha, ha ha, ha, ha.
Just saying.
And I'm like, okay, guys, fine.
Yeah. I don't know if I have a fake laugh. But Sid always says that I have a fake laugh. And the way he describes it is that I go, ash, 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 which I've never done ever. But he's so convinced
you've
that my
never
fake laugh.
Done that.
I want to call him and get him to reenact my fake laugh. I promise.
Do
he
it.
Says, all right.
Introducing character number 3, Sydney. He'll be on the podcast
future
at some point.
Episode.
Yeah.
Hello. Sorry, sir. You're on a podcast.
Sorry, I just got our spoons. Fan signal. How are we doing?
Yeah, very well.
You survived.
You're on a podcast right now.
Oh, good.
I need you to reenact my fake laugh.
Oh. Oh, do you know what? He's right.
No, he's not.
He
right.
is. Yeah.
That has never happened.
You have two laughs. I'm sorry. You don't do it as much anymore. Like, not at all. But, you know, there was a time. You were big into that.
What was the? But what? Like, what was a conversation that would happen that would result in that laugh coming from me?
I'd say something that wasn't very funny, and you take pity on me.
and then go what?
You go.
I have heard you do that.
No, I've never.
Yeah.
You know, like how you imagine like a cartoon shark might laugh.
It's Lenny from Shark Tale.
Oh, no, it's what?
Yes. Oh, that's a good shout.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Can we have you and Sid on a podcast at one time?
Sid, you coming on a podcast?
I'm on the train now.
Are you coming on a podcast with me? It's live.
Yes, I'm currently on my way down now.
Oh, good. Yeah, very good.
I mean, my rate is extortionate, but Joe's paying, so that's fine.
Okay, good.
I did it again! That's
so unreasonable.
No, that was a genuine laugh.
But all of my life, I don't have a fake laugh.
You do, you're like Jess.
No, I've never done that.
I'll give you that. So I don't want you to be self-conscious. You don't.
No, but you are the only person who's ever told me it, which is
but
why I'm so convinced you're
like he knows the part
but
of
he knows hand. He knows me better than anyone else, so he might be right.
Since we were fetuses, we've known each other.
We kissed. Did we kiss when we were fetuses?
You perv.
I have moved the mic away when you said yes.
Do you remember when you guys used to play fight?
Oh, we still do.
Yeah, we still do.
We will like meet up and
big
within
time.
10 minutes of hanging out, we will grab onto each other and with 50% of all of your maximum strength, you're pushing him away. And with the other 50%, you're pulling him as close to you as possible.
Uh-huh.
And
it's like twin flames.
It's like this never-ending battle where you're both getting really tired. Go on.
The forearms are doing the pulling.
Yeah.
The biceps are completely locked up.
Yeah. So there's
I've seen it happen.
No,
it's terrifying.
It's exhilarating. It's like, it's so freeing.
Nothing has come close to how I feel.
Until you find your push puller, until you find someone in your life that you can exert 100% of your physical
body.
Second
best to you, Joe, might be within 10 minutes of him meeting Patrick, him asking him to mouthfeed him the largest chip in the bunch with ketchup on the end and then swallowing it whole.
Did you do that?
Yes. Sydney.
Hello.
Admit it.
You missed it?
Admit it!
I can't hear anything. I've got cars next to me.
Oh, for God. Your audio is
quiet. I'm missing your heartfelt message.
I was telling him how Patrick fed you the largest chip in the bunch with ketchup on the end.
I did slightly, you know, wheedle into his good books because I don't see him often.
I think it was the first time you'd ever met him.
Second time.
No, I met him once before.
Oh, that makes it fine. No, that makes it fine.
We got about 30% of the way there, but I just needed to, you know, break that seal and now we're in love.
I would say he looks at you the same way he looks at Kat.
He looks at me in a... well, that's not right, because he looks at me in a loving way.
Oh, Jesus.
That was a big shake, of course. In a lustful way.
Oh, explain your jokes.
What?
Okay, so thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, fuck off. Pervert.
What a waste of time.
What a fucking waste.
What's the point of that?
I hate hearing from him.
That's so rude of him.
I don't know.
To answer the phone and then...
Literally. Like, why do you think the people that are calling you want to hear from you?
Yeah, just...
Literally just decline. The call. Like, be a decent fucking person and don't pick up.
It's rude. I'm having a good time.
Me too.
I'm having a good time.
The worst part is the second we cut the cameras, we're going to continue hanging out and talking, and it's going to be so funny.
It's
going to
be so funny. The second that thing dies, it's just going to be the funniest.
Joe, shut up.
Joe, shut the fuck up.
Save it for a fucking week.
Remember that joke and then try and force it into conversation later. Oh, I was just talking about how...
It's like at the cinema. Mm. You know, we went to Lion King, like, we went to the Lion King, like, 2 weeks ago or a week ago, and he's constantly singing the songs in my ears.
Yeah, bang it, I do that. Go on, sing some Lion King.
What are the words?
You won't bring it to any of it.
Hakuna Matata!
I can perfectly picture that voice coming out of you.
Hakuna Matata!
It means no worries.
It means no worries.
For the rest of our day.
Do you know what? I really vividly remember you were singing something. It was my 17th birthday, I think.
Why was I singing at your 17th?
Because it was Ashdock.
Oh.
And this actually, funny segment.
Okay.
So Ashdock 2017 is the event that triggered my dad to realize I'm gay. Because it was my birthday, so he had come over to visit me. And then he took me and Kat to Ashdock because she was performing.
Okay.
And then she dedicated a song by The Blossoms to me. And then apparently, I only came out to my dad as bi at 21 years old. And his first question post coming out was, are you dating Kat? And I said, why on earth did you pick that? He just was like, well, Ashdock 2017, she dedicated a love song to you. And it was...
to me?
To me.
I was going to say.
You were her partner at the time.
Yeah, but no, the song was we've never done any of that.
It was my favourite Rum song by The Blossoms.
Yeah.
Anyway, point being, I remember sitting on a bench really, really drunk, 17th birthday. I'm like so excited. Everyone's getting drunk. It's like 11 a.m. And you come up and you start doing a little beat on your legs. And I try and mimic the beat. Like we're listening to a song. And Kat looks at me and she's like, Joe can make a beat out of anything, and you literally can't hit a note or follow a beat if you try. Like, Joe just did that effortlessly, and you're drumming on your legs, and it sounds like nothing. And I was like,
brutal.
Happy birthday to me. Fuck. And I've not sung in front of her since that day. And now I only sing like this. Girls, the only baby.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
I was still a child. No, you're good at that song, though.
Can you not sing it? Can you not?
Stop going easy on me, baby. I know, it's good. Oh, go easy.
I didn't need like a rephrase.
I don't know the other verse.
Yeah, well. What?
No, it's not bad, though. The first time I ever whipped out my voice for him was on
his birthday.
Is
that all? Like, is that that's hidden fear though? You like refuse to sing normally.
Happy birthday!
You can sing. I bet you can.
No,
I know you
right?
can. I think I've heard you sing before. Actually, heard you sing.
No, I actually can sing.
Yeah, you can.
I just don't because I don't want to be like a triple threat.
What are the other threats?
Sexy and funny. I love it.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, girl.
Okay, yeah, good. I can see. If you were just hitting every note, that would be it for society.
If
Like, if you were going for it, you're saying you're hot.
I had no time for trolls. Go on, you try. Adele's not easy.
Now, but what? But what is the route that you're meant to take, Ben? I'll now you try. Because if I try and sing, that's weird. Because you didn't try and sing. Yeah. And then if I try and come...
Cut the camera.
Yeah, okay, to be fair.
Go home.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Where's the voice? we could get somewhere with that.
Next Brofest.
Thank you very much. The next Brofest. What is that? How do we write it? We like wanna sing, but you don't wanna know what we're gonna do.
Everyone, go home. Yeah. That's how we clear up.
This is your hot mic schedule. Oh, we follow the closer. My dad's band plays 1,500 people, loving their life, filling out the village. It's there.
It's a charming sound.
Oh, it's a noise.
It's like when Snow White sings and the birds come.
What's the thing where someone, they sing and the birds come and explode? Is that Shrek?
Yeah.
It's Fiona in Shrek. She sings like Snow White. They start flying in and then immediately all birds.
Buggy Bug. I think Bugs is a cool name for a dog, but it would suit a bigger dog.
Is that name actually Bugs or is it Bug?
No one really knows.
I can't remember.
I think Bug, but we call her Bugs and Bugness affectionately.
Bugness is cute.
Bugness was Kat's idea.
Oh, Bugness is Bugness. Silly. Okay, yeah, I don't like it. Bugs is cute. Bug is the correct name.
Bug is like the documented name.
Yeah.
And then Bugs.
Like, Bug, come in. If you're like, if you're turning off. Yeah, but.
Yeah.
Mads. Come on. Mads.
Jess calls me Matt.
Really?
Yeah.
Fair enough. But also, Jess is the only person on the planet who called me Joey.
She calls you Joey?
Yeah. Weird, right?
Ew.
Yeah. And I do, I let her get away with it because it's Jess. And she...
You call her Jessie, though?
Yeah.
She hates that, but you can get away with it. So there you go. Again. I think me and her have had this conversation
before. That's the compromise there.
Because it's you and then my dad's side of the family that call her Jessie and she only likes when you do
it.
Oh.
Maybe she does hate when I do it. But I don't know what she's thinking, Joey, so it's probably fine.
Conversation yeah. That you can do it. You can get away with it.
Okay.
We've killed our only audience number.
I can't believe he's made it this far through this fucking bullshit.
He's taken four shits.
We've spoken for 2 hours. This is like 2 hours.
He's drunk and
consumed. Fucking hell. Thank you for watching this episode.
Why was it so dramatic?
You made it that way. You threw it. You threw the glass.
I did. Oh, fuck, the dog's here.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah, get the dog away.
We have to finish.
We are powering on. The show must go on. That's my why. We drunk way too much wine. There's going to be an hour of incoherent babble. Oh.
Look at him.
Well, yeah, I don't understand. But...
Him and Bugs collectively lean over.
Just wait for damage to end. Wait for this hell straight
that
to
That was the so extreme.
That was crazy.
It's
that was
everywhere.
Like, it was in the air first, and then I feel like you slapped it down out of the air onto the ground. There is so much glass. It was like a celebration slap. Like, you were so, so glad to be rid of that one glass. Ooh.
Right, genuinely though, we've got to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Cheers. I also feel pretty lonesome. Make the microphones kiss. Yeah.
Okay, I think
I think that's it. That's all from us. We have to go now. Love you guys. Thank you. I'll see you next Monday on Pretty Lonesome. Bye.